Chapter 14. Am I trying to convince anybody that Shakespeare did not write Shakespeare's works? Ah, now, what do you take me for? Would I be so soft as that, after having known the human race familiarly for nearly 74 years? It would grieve me to know that anyone could think so injuriously of me, so uncomplimentarily, so unadmiringly of me. No, I am aware that when even the brightest mind in our world has been trained up from childhood in a superstition of any kind, it will never be possible for that mind, in its maturity, to examine sincerely, dispassionately, and conscientiously any evidence or any circumstance which shall seem to cast a doubt upon the validity of that superstition. I doubt if I could do it myself. We always get at second-hand our notions about systems of government, and high tariff and low tariff, and prohibition and anti-prohibition, and the holiness of peace and the glories of war, and codes of honor and codes of morals, and approval of the duel and disapproval of it, and our beliefs concerning the nature of cats, and our ideas as to whether the murder of helpless wild animals is base or is heroic, and our preferences in the matter of religious and political parties, and our acceptance or rejection of the Shakespeares, and the Arthur Ortons and the Mrs. Eddies. We get them all at second hand. We reason none of them out for ourselves. It is the way we are made. It is the way we are all made, and we can't help it, we can't change it. And whenever we have been furnished a fetish, and have been taught to believe in it, and love it and worship it, and refrain from examining it, there is no evidence, howsoever clear and strong, that can persuade us to withdraw from it our loyalty and our devotion. In morals, conduct, and beliefs we take the color of our environment and associations, and it is a color that can safely be warranted to wash. Whenever we have been furnished with a tar baby ostensibly stuffed with jewels, and warned that it will be dishonorable and irreverent to disembowel it and test the jewels, we keep our sacrilegious hands off it. We submit, not reluctantly, but rather gladly, for we are privately afraid we should find, upon examination, that the jewels are of the sort that are manufactured at North Adams, Massachusetts. I haven't any idea that Shakespeare will have to vacate his pedestal this side of the year 2209. Disbelief in him cannot come swiftly. Disbelief in a healthy and deeply loved tar baby has never been known to disintegrate swiftly. It is a very slow process. It took several thousand years to convince our fine race, including every splendid intellect in it, that there is no such thing as a witch. It has taken several thousand years to convince that same fine race, including every splendid intellect in it, that there is no such person as Satan. It has taken several centuries to remove perdition from the Protestant Church's program of post-mortem entertainments. It has taken a weary long time to persuade American Presbyterians to give up infant damnation and try to bear it the best they can. And it looks as if their Scotch brethren will still be burning babies in the everlasting fires when Shakespeare comes down from his perch. We are the reasoning race. We can't prove it by the above examples, and we can't prove it by the miraculous histories built by those Stratfordolators out of a hatful of rags and a barrel of sawdust, but there is a plenty of other things we can prove it by, if I could think of them. We are the reasoning race, and when we find a vague file of chipmunk tracks stringing through the dust of Stratford Village, we know by our reasoning powers that Hercules has been along there. I feel that our fetish is safe for three centuries yet. The bust, to bear in the Stratford Church. The precious bust, the priceless bust, the calm bust, the serene bust, the emotionless bust, with the dandy mustache, and the putty face, unseamed of care, that face which has looked passionlessly down upon the odd pilgrim for 150 years, and will still look down upon the odd pilgrim 300 more, with the deep, 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 subtle, subtle, subtle expression of a bladder. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.